This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. It's me. Hi, I'm a new brand. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees that I'm tone deaf. Okay, so welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, my friends. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, and I am so excited to be on this particular episode. This is an episode that I've been thinking about and dreaming about and pondering about for like a year, because first of all, maybe you've noticed that I've got a new look around here, that I have not only died and been reborn, but with it came a whole new brand. I have absolutely rebranded my life, every little thing about it, from my website to my podcast, to my products, to my business, to how I run my business, to how I dress, my hair color, my makeup style. Like, I'm like a brand new brand, reinvented, reemerged, redefined, revealed. And I have been a long time fan. I'm sorry, not sorry, of Taylor Swift. I have been a long, long, long time fan of Madonna, because I am a lot older than I look and probably maybe older than some of the people listening to this podcast, maybe not, but I have grew up a Madonna. I'm an 80s baby. I'm a Zennial, 1981, yo, and Madonna was my hero. And I look at these two women, and I really obviously find them so inspiring as a woman, as, you know, a creative, as an empowered boss bitch who doesn't make any apologies for who she is in this life. Like, those two women represent that. But they're also genius marketers, the PR gurus of the media today, frankly, specifically Taylor Swift. But Madonna did it first. Madonna knew how to keep people interested. That's because she kept it interesting. And she did that with her message, her music, and her brand. And Taylor Swift, as we all know, is, she's got that all in spades. And when I was reflecting on my rebrand, right, from Simply Be to Jessica Zweig brand, I also went back and thought about my first brand, which was actually, this is for my OGs, CheekyChicago.com, which was my first business I ever ran. It was an online magazine for the city of Chicago, all for the millennial women of the time. I ran that from 2008 to 2014, left, started Simply Be kind of in 2014, really started in 17, sold it in 24, and I'm now launching and have launched my third brand and business, Jessica Zweig. And each and every single one of those businesses had its own brand, of course, but it had more than just its own brand. It had its own story. It had its own songs. It had its own tone. It had its own colors and look and feel. And I had different hair colors, and I wore my makeup differently, and I had different styles and wore very specific outfits, either consciously or unconsciously, during each of those significant chapters. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what Taylor and Madonna have done, but they haven't called it brands. They've called it albums. And I want to really use today to inspire you, frankly, to give you one huge fucking permission slip to reinvent yourself, to reemerge time and time and time again, just like Madonna did from the Immaculate Collection to Confessions on a Dance Floor to Erotica to Ray of Light to Rebel Heart to American Life to MDNA. Like every single album, she was a different Madonna. She looked different. She sounded different. She had different stories. She had different colors and fonts and graphics. Just like Taylor Swift has been an absolutely different Taylor Swift from Fearless to Red to 1989 to Folklore to Reputation to Midnights. Every album represents a different brand that she's bringing to the market. Because remember that a brand's only job is to create an emotional affinity unto itself so that your consumers feel that connection. That's how we sell. That's from that place we magnetize and we create so much loyalty and trust and referrals and expansions when we get our brand right, right? And our brand isn't going to be for everyone. Just like Taylor Swift is not for everyone, nor is Madonna. Maybe you don't like half of her songs. Maybe you love all her albums. Maybe you only like one. That's great. That's intentional. That's part of their marketing genius. They never stayed the same. They evolved and their brands evolved and their audiences evolved with them. And that's really honestly what I had to trust going into this rebrand, because I am definitely not only standing in personal branding as a service. I am at the convergence now of branding, business, and spirituality. I have completely shed the bright yellow. Cheeky Chicago is bright pink. We had like the cutest little icon of a little cheeky girl. We had fun, cutesy font. It was like light chocolate brown meets pink meets a touch of green, polka dots. Like, it sounds crazy, but it worked. That was like, that was me, right? And I wore big, bright colors and I wore a lot more makeup than I did. And I had different stories and I was a different place in my life. And that cheeky album spoke to other cheeky girls. And that was just perfect because we attract what we are. And that's the beautiful thing about a brand. Simply Be was my bright yellow era. I literally feel that was the happiest accident that I chose the color yellow for my brand at Simply Be. It was honestly because I wrote about this in my first book, Be, that I was obsessed with Snapchat in the early days. And I thought I was going to be a Snapchat consultancy. And I chose that color to map to that platform. And then Snapchat faded after like 2 months, but the color yellow stuck. And it wasn't just yellow. It was a very specific, bright, bright shade of yellow. And that color, that consistency defined my brand. It helped me stand out in the market to attract so much opportunity, clients, people on Instagram, podcast guests, the media. Everyone knew me for years as the yellow girl. And I told the yellow story. Authenticity, shine your light, be bright, be unapologetic, be bold, stand out, be seen in the light. And that was a perfect album cover to the songs that we were making, that I was making as the CEO of that organization. And here I am on my third album. Toned down. We kept the yellow, but it's called Buttercup. It's more of a canary yellow, a soft sunbeam yellow. Our colors are taupe and white and black. I've changed my hair, changed my makeup. I wear a slightly different vibe of clothes. And I'm now singing a new song. I'm now writing new tracks because I have something new to say. And just like Taylor Swift and Madonna, those women are not one-hit wonders. They're not one-album wonders. They are icons. They are some of the most inspirational women of our generation because they never stopped reinventing themselves. They continually have let the past versions of themselves die. And they have reemerged time and time again with new art, with new stories to share, with new value to give to the world because of what they learned in those transitions and what they most likely learned in those deaths. And that's what inspired the rebirth. At least I think, because that's been my experience. But they've done it, and as I have done it, without apology. I want you to think about your life in stages, whether you are running your own business and you see yourself running it forever, great. But don't let your business stay stagnant, because that means you stay stagnant. Maybe you are working inside of a corporate career and you want to continue to grow the ladder. Awesome. How do you rebrand each version of yourself that is more in alignment with the person you are becoming based on the person that you were and the hardships and the lessons learned and the stories that you now have to tell that you can leverage for that reimmersion into that next version of yourself? Maybe you're like me and a serial entrepreneur and you just simply outgrow yourself. You want your personal brand or your brand's brand to reflect in each stage of your life exactly where you are. Or maybe you simply are the type of person that just doesn't want to stay stuck. And maybe you feel like the world is telling you you should. I will tell you that it was terrifying in a way to think I was going to go off after Simply Be and launch the business called Me. We've spent so much time on the brand of me, the colors, the fonts, the textures, the icons, the feather, the triangles, the iridescence. There was so much energy and intention put into my new platform, jessicaswag.com. And I was being led by, yes, the marketer in me and the brander in me, because that's obviously a core skill set I've amassed over doing this for so long. But I was really being led by what felt true to my soul. And what was the real true embodiment of the person that I had become? And frankly, yellow, bright yellow, just wasn't it anymore. Just like hot pink wasn't it anymore when I left Cheeky. And I think that we get stuck in these identities. And you don't have to go through some massive shift like selling your business or going to Egypt or having some sort of rock bottom moment. Although those are certainly great catalysts to help you get clear on where you're meant to be. And while the goal is to ensure that we feel true to ourselves every day, that's really not reality. It's why we end up making new things. It's why we end up having new things to share. It's why each and every one of us, even if you have no artistic ability, like I clearly don't in singing, we're all still the artists of our own lives. We all still make messes. Sometimes life makes a mess of us. And the more that we're willing to pour that story into how we show up, that brand in service of who you are reaching, the more effective, magnetic it becomes, the more of a movement you create. It's the magic of Taylor Swift and Madonna, specifically Taylor Swift with her stories and Madonna with her unapologetic, this is me, take it or leave it messaging. Does everybody love Taylor Swift? No. Does everybody love me? No. Does everybody love you? No. But the more in alignment we are with the brands that we are building in the moment we are building them and are unapologetic about that, the more of the right people will listen to our songs, come to our concerts, follow us on social, buy our products, refer us to friends, pick up our books. The more we stand in that truth, the more powerful your brand ultimately is. And the key is that truth changes. And so we can hopefully take a page from Madonna's confidence, Taylor Swift's vulnerability. I'm not comparing myself to them, but hopefully my activation of letting go of a fully baked identity in my brand as a branding person and have now reemerged new. I hope that it gives you not just the permission to look at your career in different stages and phases, AKA your albums, and what you can make that mean, but to own it and ultimately leverage it. Because if we're going to use Madonna and Taylor Swift as our icons in this conversation, at least, those two women are spiritual hustlers. They're making bank. I think Taylor Swift is probably my favorite capitalist I've ever seen. And yet they are creating so much emotional connection, art that moves people's souls, community, cults, connections to other people who are equally as obsessed with them, but they have found themselves in other people, and that is healing. And at the end of the day, they're giving all women such a lane to be powerful, to be shiny, to be successful, and to do it on their own terms based on who they are in that specific part of their timeline. And I hope in my own small way, I'm doing that too for you. So brand yourself, make your albums, fuck shit up, change your hair color, buy new colors, pick a new font, launch the whole website all over again, or not. Just remember, you're allowed to change. And in fact, that change, and therefore that reinvention, where the magic is from. All right, my friends, I love you so much and have an amazing rest of your week. And I will see you in the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.